Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 25th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Once again, it's a joy to share a perspective from God's holy word in our ministry, which we call Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, A Peculiar People. And this particular title is taken from a phrase, and you'll hear it, in 1 Peter 2, verse 9.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
I was raised in Belt, Missouri, a small town about 20 miles south of Kansas City. The very next town south of Belton is Peculiar, which to this day remains a quaint little town on the outer edges of Kansas City's sprawling suburbs.
Peculiar got its name in an interesting way. This is from the Peculiar website. It says, the pioneer settlers decided their drowsy, maple-shaded hamlet ought to have a name. After several sessions in the general store, they narrowed the choice to three names, but couldn't settle on any one. All three names were sent to the post office for consideration. All three were in use elsewhere. They decided to appeal directly to the Postmaster General, agreeing to let him make the final decision. They said, we don't care what name you give us, so long as it is sort of peculiar. Well, probably with tongue in cheek, the Postmaster General wrote a long and courteous reply. He said he had given their predicament grave consideration. My conclusion, he wrote, is that in all the land, it would be difficult to imagine a more distinctive, a more peculiar name than Peculiar. And Peculiar it has remained ever since.
Well, Brooksie and I have memorized many scripture verses because of dedicated songwriters who added melodies to the scripture texts. Scripture songs establish a great foundation for the faith. Today's scripture was one of those songs, and we sung it often, to the exact wording of the King James versions. In fact, Brooksine will be singing that song for you. She's laughing. I think I've convinced her. Today we want to consider just a phrase from the text, a peculiar people.
He set me up here. Well, some of you know this tune. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, into His marvelous light.
Well, that's a good job.
Well, not really, but...
Well, peculiar is an interesting word. It's not used much now, and perhaps the connotation has even changed since the King James translators. Today, if we were to describe someone as peculiar, it would probably be taken as an insult.
However, it's a vitally important description of the Christian as used in the King James Version. Other versions use this phrasing. From the NIV, a people belonging to God. The New American Standard Version, a people for God's own possession. And the New King James says, His own special people. Christians are a special people because God has purchased and preserved us for Himself. We are His possession now. We are distinct from the world, and we are called to live our lives as people in the world, but not of it. Jesus said concerning His disciples, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. We, as God's people, have been called into His wonderful light, which is a stark contrast to this world full of darkness. We seek to keep a spiritual, eternal outlook in the midst of daily temporal demands. But when all is said and done, we must confess that the scales often tip in favor of the physical, temporal priorities versus the spiritual and eternal priorities. It's a continual caution to the believer.
So much of the physical and temporal obscures the wonderful light of Christ. It is borne out in the resulting darkness of the world. Injustice, despair, and destruction abound in our sin-ravaged world. God's dealings with humankind require an internal searchlight, since he must first eradicate the darkness from within. The peculiar thing about God's creation is that the answers they seek are not found in the physical realm. We must deal with the internal, spiritual nature. By doing so, we show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. His presence illumines the darkness because the light of truth within brings glory to God. Yes, indeed, God's people are peculiar in contrast to the world. Today, let us rejoice that we are God's peculiar people and victoriously walk in his wonderful light. May our words as well as our actions truly declare his praises.
Let's all pray together. Father, as we deal with the temporal demands of this day, may the principles that guide us be of eternal origin. We seek not to blend in with the world, but to be the salt of the earth. You have made us a peculiar people who are called to be the light of the world. May our light shine for all the world to see, so that our good deeds bring praise to your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us today. And thank you, podcast listener, for giving us a few moments of your time, whenever you happen to be listening to this. This is the message that we prepared for Friday, July 25th, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, and we do have some appropriate photos today related to the message, as well as some songs that we suggest that we feel support this theme of being a peculiar people, belonging to God. Have a blessed day and continue to let your light shine.